stories of Captain Henry Morgan and his association with Port Royal once made Jamaica one of the wealthiest places on earth. Stemming out of that, monuments in Port Royal are now a popular tourist attraction. And it's stories and experiences like these that, when preserved, packaged and marketed, give rise to heritage tourism, the focus of this edition of Tourism Roundup. Come with us as we travel to a few of the island's heritage tourism sites. Tourism is big business in Jamaica, proudly holding the title of Jamaica's leading source of foreign exchange. And for that reason, steps are constantly being taken to ensure that the brand is preserved. The preservation and promotion of these sites that help to make up brand Jamaica are today referred to as heritage tourism. When defined, heritage tourism is an immersion in the natural history, human heritage, arts and philosophy, and the institutions of another region or country. And Jamaica sure does have a lot to offer in this area. Or architecture and style, philosophies, music, and overall culture make Jamaica well-positioned to create a rich and culturally rewarding heritage trail. From Falmouth in the west to Spanish Town in the south, Jamaica's heritage is on display for locals and tourists to see, feel, and experience. Though not a heritage site, the Outamany experience in Trelawney perfectly captures different aspects of the Jamaican heritage. The attraction mixes fun with information on the island's heritage, and visitors will enjoy a holistic cultural journey through the many eras of Jamaica to give you a history lesson like no other.
The Outamany experience is an interactive combination of theater, dance, music, certainly drama, film, food. It's a total kind of experience, and it is meant for you to actually go through time and through the villages to feel what it was like. If you know nothing else about Jamaica, or you have only read some things about Jamaica, all the bits and pieces help you to live for the first time or to relive your own culture or to discover it.
Executive Director of Outamany Experience, Cheryl Ryman. From Trelawney, we travel to St. Anne to another tourist heritage spot, the Civil Heritage Site.
We boast that Civil is the meeting of the four worlds. And the four worlds include the Tainos, our first Jamaicans, the Africans, the Spanish, and the English.
Executive Director of the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Lalita Davis Mattis. I say peace and unity to all out of many standing tall island. A visit to Civil Heritage Park will take you to the very beginning of the island's history and culture. Civil is known for its beauty and historical authenticity. There, you'll find evidence of Jamaica's rich culture revealed in artifacts from our Taino, Spanish, British, and African ancestry. There are a host of other sites on the Heritage Trail. However, heritage tourism goes beyond physical structures and their representation. It is intertwined in the way of life of a people. 7 miles white sand on the beach. Today, in our Know Jamaica feature, we look at rundown, one of the foods which forms a rich part of the island's heritage. Rundown or rundown can be a whole dish or the protein added to a meal. But this meal is known by several other names. If you hear someone talking about dip and fall back, assistant, breadfruit remedy, duck and shake back, elbow grease, Johnny Rundown, dip and shake off, dippidens, round the road stew down, do not be confused. They're all talking about the sauce-like meal made of coconut milk, fish and seasoning, rundown. That's where we leave you on this edition of Tourism Roundup. I am Camilla Guthrie. One love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.